This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring defense attorney, Hidden Killers daily contributor, and host of the Defense Diaries podcast, Bob Motta.
It's been hard to tell where he's even going with some of it. And even like once he gets there, I sometimes walk away going, what was his point? Like, how does this even like affect? Is there a longer game going on here that maybe we're going to get around to at some point? Or is he just filling time? Because that's also what it feels like as well.
Exactly. Well, you happened to be in our chat when we were watching his cross-examination of the detective that was there today. Mm-hmm. And I was making that exact point. It seemed at the beginning that his theory's defense was going to be that Chad was just this unassuming dolt. Mm-hmm. Who, you know, was in love with Lori because, you know, he thought she was beautiful and, you know, he was just, so in love with her that it blinded him to everything else that was going on, and that Lori and Alex were the main, you know, antagonists. Mm-hmm. They were the bad guys in this thing. And he had the opportunity because they've really been honing in on Tammy's death. Mm-hmm. The past couple of days in the trial, they've been really trying to focus on Tammy's death. And yesterday they spent a lot of time establishing that, you know, this Tammy dying mysteriously, where the defense has been trying to put forth this narrative that she wasn't well, that she was taking all kinds of homeopathic medicines, that she didn't like going to the doctor, that, you know, Chad had been saying prior to Lori even being in the picture that he had always had prophetic visions that she was going to live a short life. You know, trying to kind of build this thing that like this was just completely out of left field. And yesterday they put on a lot of very, who I thought were unassuming witnesses when they basically took the stand. I'm like, there are a few of Lori's friends Tammy's friends. And then they come on, they're like, yeah, I mean, this woman was walking like 300 steps a month for like a year. She's talking about that she's in the best shape of her life. You know, so that really counters that whole argument. Yeah. It really makes this whole fact that she ends up passing away, you know, suddenly with it seemingly without cause to sound like complete malarkey. So yeah. Today I thought that he had the opportunity to be able to lean into the fact that he could have said, instead of trying to argue so hard that this thing that the gun that was used when the window rolls down and it gets pointed out the window at Tammy was a paintball gun, that he should have been arguing the opposite, that he should have been saying, yeah, it probably was a gun, right? I mean, we know that Alex Cox tried to kill Brandon Boudreau. Mm-hmm. We know that he did kill Charles Vallow with a gun. So it would make sense that this was once again Alex Cox doing Lori's bidding and trying to get rid of Tammy so that she could be with Chad.
Yeah.
But he didn't do that.
It was like the opposite strategy, which makes no sense whatsoever.
I'm with you, man. I was super confused by it.
I don't know. I just don't know. I mean, I just walk away from that just shaking my head. Is the reason he's trying this thing alone because the retainer's out, there's no more money? Didn't the state, though, say earlier on that we will give you money for a second, but he just couldn't find anybody? Is that pretty much what it came down to? Nobody's willing to step up for this?
Yeah, that did happen. So, you know, when he tried to get out, you know, the judge, of course, denied him because it was too close to trial. Mm-hmm. And the judge did say, I will give you the money. The county will give you the money to go find a second chair, get on it. And he tried. The problem is, and I've seen that this question come up in chat quite a bit, like prior isn't death penalty certified.
Yeah.
But when you're hired at, whoa.
Look at that.
Oh, wow.
He just had balloons.
Wow. So like he's not death penalty certified, but when you're hired as private counsel, you don't need to be. So when the state is basically giving you the money to have somebody appointed as a public defender, those folks do need to be death penalty certified. Okay. And in Idaho, there's not a ton of them. Mm-hmm. So yeah, he just like based on the limited number of people, like we know, I think Ann Taylor is, you know, on the Koberger case, which is obviously another Idaho case.
Yeah.
I think it's a limited pool in terms of attorneys, PDs in that area that are death penalty certified. And he just couldn't find one, which meant that he had to go alone.
And he's not death penalty certified, so you'd have to find one that is. I mean, isn't this a big argument for a retrial or ineffective counsel at the end of the day? He's not death penalty. I mean, no?
No, I mean, because like when you're talking about private counsel, that's at your own peril as mm-hmm. the defendant. Like Chad sought out and paid a guy, you know, mm-hmm. and whether or not if that was something that was important to Chad, Chad should have looked into that.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
Like, that is not going to be grounds for a retrial. The fact that Pryor is not death penalty certified, because again, he's private counsel.
Mm-hmm.
Private counsel, the defendant has the right to hire whoever the hell they want. If you wanted to hire a contract lawyer who only does real estate closings to handle his death penalty case, you know, I mean, it's not well advised.
Might go better than where
right.
Going,
he could do it, you know? So yeah, I mean, ultimately at the end of the day, this is who the guy, you know, this is the guy who Chad picked, and you know, he's riding him all the way to the finish. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah. Off of John Pryor, this last week, we did see other testimony kind of going into the spiritual realm of Chad and Lori, and some very bizarre text messages going back and forth between the two. And it seems that they laid out a pretty good case that Chad was the one that was manipulating Lori, at least some of the time, by some of the texts. How do you think that's been playing so far?
I want to see more, you know, kind of like what I've been most critical of in terms of the state thus far is you're hearing a lot about Lori. You're hearing a lot about Alex. You're hearing a lot about Melanie. You're not hearing a lot about Chad. Like, you know, I'm just waiting. I'm like, when does Chad, you know, when is he going to enter the team photo here mm-hmm. in terms of knowledge and in terms of planning and in terms of agreement to get him on that conspiracy charge? And they're building up to it. You know, you can see what they're doing, because the way that they handled Lori's case, you know, it's not going to matter. I don't even care if the state's going to meet their burden. They're definitely convicting Lori because she's a mother bear who betrayed her children.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's unforgivable to a jury. They're like, I knew she was going down. Chad's a different story because, I mean, JJ and Ty Lee were not his kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Tammy is really the one that they're focusing on because they want to get that feeling with the jury where the jury's like, oh my God, this guy killed his own wife so he could be with Lori.
Mm-hmm.
That's where they're not focusing as much on JJ and Ty Lee's deaths, at least thus far.
Yeah.
But, you know, so they're building it in a different way, and they got like the fraud in terms of them using the money from the kids after they had been deceased and continuing to get the benefits. They put that early in the case, where in Lori's, they put it late in the case. So they changed the way that they're trying it. And I think what they're going to do is build up to probably the home runs that they have against Chad to later in the trial. Mm-hmm. So I'm not overly concerned that I haven't seen as much as I want to see, because I think it's coming.
Sick of the ads?
We are too.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now